Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff-funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level. But beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to BQA.org.
Well, cash business may be done for the week following light to moderate trade that developed yesterday and on Tuesday. Most of the trade from yesterday was seen as cleanup activity with prices steady with earlier trade in the week. Those prices are $3 to $5 below last week's level. We're looking at $115 here in our part of the country, which was about $5 lower. Now, futures trades expected mixed and limited trade today. This continues to focus on the potential that buyers are willing to step back into the complex following the aggressive sharp losses early in the week. Over on the hogs, active buyer support slowly but steadily moving into the hog futures trade today and yesterday. Sustaining higher prices in the summer and fall contracts helped to change the narrative from the recent widespread market losses, which developed through the week. Although the overall tone still remains weak, it's very possible that the hog futures have found short-term support levels. We have to remember that widespread market losses surrounding coronavirus is not new to the hog complex. Now, on the grain, softer wheat markets overnight as Chicago gives back part of its Wednesday gains and Kansas City slips back below $4.50 on the front end. Wheat markets are just as susceptible to the outside money flow as corn and soybeans, with the strong U.S. dollar index arguably hurting wheat worse than row crops. Currencies of top wheat exporting countries or regions tell the tale of the U.S. wheat disadvantage. Now, the weaker corn prices overnight as March corn trades below $3.70 for the first time since September 12th. Despite strong cash and spreads, the negative undertow from money flow and outside markets is enough to keep the trend in futures down. The previous contract, as well as the same contract a year ago, can often leave clues as to how the spot contract will behave into delivery. And a mixed soybean complex in the early going, with soybeans and meal weaker while soy oil is firmer. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close, April live cattle down 60 cents, 112.35. June was down 77 at 105.02. March feeder cattle up 110, 134.07. April was up 185 at 135.97. April hogs up 47 cents, 65.15. Kansas City wheat, March down 2 3/4, 452 1/4. May down 2 3/4 at 459 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up 1 1/4, 540 1/4. May down 1 1/4, 535 3/4. March corn down 2 cents, 370 1/2. May down 2 cents, 374 1/2. March soybeans up 2 cents, 881. May down up 3 3/4 at 892. March cotton down 78 cents, 65.55, and the May down 83 cents at 65.47. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.